Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring, well, a really compelling story. It's about the decision to launch a new business, Sunday Care Therapy, right smack in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah, talk about counterintuitive timing. Yeah. It definitely makes you stop and think.
Exactly. And the central question, which comes straight from our source material, that's an article called Why Did We Launch Sunday Care Therapy During a Pandemic? On their own blog, is just perfect. Was this a crazy idea or was it genius?
And I love that they admit they're still figuring this out. It's very honest.
It really is.
So our mission today for this deep dive is really to unpack the why. What were the specific motivations? What was the bigger picture behind this undeniably bold move?
Yeah, what can we pull out for you, the listener?
Exactly. We want to find the key insights about, you know, opportunity, resilience, especially when things feel so challenging.
Okay, let's dive in then. So the story starts with the founder, Derek. He actually left his previous job in February 2020.
Right before everything really hit.
Just before. And his plan was, well, pretty straightforward for a new business. Lots of building, networking, face-to-face meetings in Hackney to get Sunday Care Therapy off the ground.
Sound like a solid, you know, pre-pandemic strategy. Very normal.
Totally normal. But of course, COVID-19 just changed everything, didn't it?
Completely. Okay. A massive shift.
So the source says they actually started building the business during the first national lockdown. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Sourdough starters, banana bread, questionable home haircuts.
Exactly. All those cultural touchstones. And back then, there was this sort of widespread hope, maybe naive hope, that things would be back to normal by the summer.
Yeah, that didn't quite pan out, did it? But despite all that chaos, they kept pushing.
They did. And a key moment was getting their CQC registration. That was in December 2020.
Right. The CQC, that's the Care Quality Commission here in England. Super important regulator for health and social care.
Absolutely. Getting that approval, it means your services meet standards for safety and effectiveness. It was a huge, complex step.
And it let them officially launch their Changing Care at Home initiative, as they call it, right in the middle of everything.
Which really brings us back to the why, doesn't it? Why launch a home care business then, when everyone's isolating?
Exactly. What was driving them?
Well, the article gives five specific reasons, and these really get to the heart of their vision, I think.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, first one, it's deeply personal. Derek, the founder, he saw care from both sides as a caregiver and through a client's eyes. This was through his 91-year-old aunt, Gladys.
Ah, okay. And she's actually a co-founder too, right?
He is. So it's not just a story. It's baked into the company's founding, that real lived experience.
That kind of empathy born from personal struggle, that's a powerful motivator. It often helps you see problems others miss.
Definitely. Then the second reason, this shows some real foresight, I think. They anticipated a big need for more rehab support at home, specifically because of long COVID.
Ah, interesting. So they were looking ahead, seeing this emerging health issue and the care gap it would create.
Yeah, way before it was maybe widely discussed in terms of long-term care needs.
Okay, that makes sense. What's a third reason?
Third one builds on experience again. Extensive experience with dementia. And a strong belief that, quote, so much early intervention can make positive change.
So a proactive approach, not just managing dementia, but actively trying to improve quality of life early on. That's quite hopeful.
It is. And it ties into the fourth reason, which reflects the mood at the time. They realize that care homes aren't currently feeling like a safe option for many people.
Right. That was a huge concern during the peak pandemic waves, wasn't it? It really shifted perceptions about residential care versus home care.
Exactly. It accelerated a trend that was probably already there, but the pandemic put it into sharp focus. People wanted safe alternatives, and home care seemed like one.
Makes sense. And the fifth reason?
The fifth one is just pure passion, it seems, they say. Occupational therapy is awesome. The world needs to know more.
Huh. Okay, I like that. Straight to the point.
It is. And just for listeners, occupational therapy, or OT, it's all about helping people do the everyday things they want and need to do, despite illness or disability, adapting tasks, changing the environment.
Yeah, focusing on independence and quality of life, which is so vital in home care, but maybe sometimes overlooked. So that passion for OT clearly shapes their services.
It seems central. Now, what's really fascinating is that while Sunday Care Therapy's story feels unique, their timing, launching in 2020, actually wasn't that unusual.
Oh, really? You mean others were doing the same thing?
Yeah, the article points this out. They say they weren't alone in this. Turns out 2020 saw a record number of new businesses starting up.
Wow, during a pandemic, that is surprising.
I know. They cite smallbusiness.co.uk saying there were an extra Almost 85,000 businesses set up in 2020 compared to 2019.
85,000 extra? That's incredible. What does that tell us?
Well, it suggests something powerful about crisis, doesn't it? That maybe it forces innovation or reveals needs that weren't being met.
Right. Opportunity, not just despite the challenge, but maybe even because of it. Disruption creating openings.
Exactly. So thinking about Sunday care therapy again with these drivers, does it start to feel less crazy, more like, well, calculated genius, perhaps?
It certainly paints a picture of seeing opportunity amidst the chaos, driven by very specific insights.
And those insights are reflected in the services they actually offer. It's quite a range.
Mm-hmm. What do they cover?
Okay, so they list living care, cancer care, dementia, and Alzheimer's care, linking back to that third reason.
Right, the early intervention focus.
And respite care, palliative and end-of-life care, rehab and reablement care that connects to the long COVID point.
Yeah, foresight there.
Specialist elderly care, neurological impairments and stroke care, and also single-handed care. It's comprehensive.
It really covers a lot of complex needs. And geographically, where are they based?
They serve specific parts of London,
mm-hmm.
the city, Hackney, Islington, and Tower Hamlets. So wrapping this up, this deep dive really highlights that paradox, doesn't it? Launching a hands-on, service-based business during peak uncertainty.
Yeah, it seems Sunday Care Therapy's decision was this potent mix of really personal experience, you know, Derek and Gladys, and the sharp foresight about where society was heading, what needs were emerging.
They saw problems, yes, but also possibilities when maybe others just saw reasons to pause or shut down. It makes their gamble seem, well, pretty compelling, actually. Less crazy, more insightful.
Absolutely. And it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? As you reflect on this, maybe consider that interplay. Personal drivers meeting market shifts.
It really sparks entrepreneurship, especially when the going gets tough.
Mm-hmm. How do those unexpected challenges, those big societal shifts, actually create new pathways, new opportunities that maybe weren't visible before? Something to think about.